escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
The Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow this week is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Your baseball team on a little bit of a roll here. It would probably be difficult for you to pick one thing, but I'm going to ask you to do it anyway. If you look at this team and where they were in April and May and where they have been lately, what from your perspective is the primary difference?
Yeah, so I will try to narrow this answer down and respect the question, but there are definitely contributions being made up and down the roster. But I think the thing that you would point to is pitching. I think we've gotten consistent starting pitching from Garrett and Brian and Lucas, and maybe some inconsistency at the back of the rotation, but those three guys have been really good for a while. And then the bullpen has settled down, and we're winning games that we're supposed to win. We look back and think about the one run losses and giving up leads late, and then now with Chapman and Whitlock and the way Wilson and Weissert and Bernie and Mass has fit into the mix, we feel a lot better about being able to hold down leads late.
Craig, can you win a World Series with having three pitches like that? And you brought up Crochet, Bale, and Giolito pitching that way. Can you win a World Series that way, or do you need another guy to step into that fourth role as a starting pitcher?
I think you can win. Ideally, we'll have guys who will step up, and it might not always be the same guy. But in the postseason, the schedule is set up to where the top of your rotation throws a bunch of innings, and then your bullpen throws a disproportionate number of innings. So teams we've seen lean on their bullpens. But yeah, you got to feel really good about those three. And then I think there's still plenty of time for guys like Dustin and others to step up.
Craig, not only are you guys playing well right now, but you are expected to get back Slayton and Ref Snyder today. The hope is to get Willy Abreu back next week. What do you hope that those three guys can contribute to this team as you inch closer toward September?
Yeah, we've seen what each of those guys is capable of. Ref as a veteran professional at bat and someone who feasts off left-handed pitching, which is an incredibly valuable role on this team. Abreu's been an everyday guy who brings great defense and 25, 30 home run potential to the middle of the lineup. And then in Slayton, we have a guy who's been a dominant setup man at times, but has struggled to stay on the field, and his ability to maybe take some of the workload away from guys like Whitlock, Chapman, Wilson, Mats, and others, I think will be really welcome. But we also have to be smart about, kind of easing him into both workload and leverage, and we'll make sure that we do that.
Craig, do you anticipate, or have you been told whether or not Bregman will opt out of his contract at the conclusion of this season?
No, that's that those conversations will happen in due time. But right now, everybody is focused on what's happening on the field. And every time I have a chance to talk about Alex, I We'll take that as an opportunity to point out just how impactful he's been on the group, both in the clubhouse and on the field, and on me, you know, in helping me see things and think about things that I maybe otherwise hadn't. So nothing but the highest praise for Alex and his contributions to this team.
Yeah, we were talking earlier this week about Lucas Giolito saying that Bregman had identified that he was tipping his change up. I mean, I seems like a guy who is, it's been said a bunch, but is an additional, basically an additional coach for this baseball team.
Yeah, and there are probably three or four guys on every team that people are effusive about and talk about how, you know, this guy is a baseball person through and through and sees the game uniquely and adds to the culture. And but then there's Alex, who I think has maybe set himself apart from others in that he's been more than advertised, and he came in with this stellar reputation of being a great teammate and helping others, but the way that he's impacted our group is truly remarkable.
Craig, I know the politically correct thing to say is, yeah, we don't really schedule watch. We're kind of, you know, focused on the here and now, and I get it, but you have to be looking at your schedule and going, okay, we're going to be taking on Pittsburgh, a team that we should be able to win that series. You look at Toronto, they're going to be playing Milwaukee. You start to look at your schedule as you move forward because it's about winning the division. You talk about it. When you start to look at your schedule versus theirs, how important is for you to win these games, especially against these teams that you're better than, so when you get to the series against Toronto in late September, you'll be in a great position to overtake them for the division?
Yeah, so it's really dangerous to watch what other teams are doing, which is not to say that we don't all do it, right? Yeah, you know, the most important game we're going to play is the one that we play today. And that's because we don't have, we can talk about the one run losses or the games that we should have won, or that, you know, we found reasons for optimism from, but we can't go back and win those games. So, you know, every time we have a chance to win a game, you know, we want to manage aggressively, play aggressively, construct our roster aggressively so that we're banking these games, knowing that baseball has a ton of variance and there are going to be times where we lose 1-0 on, you know, a fluke play after a really well played game. And you know, we win games, and I'm sure I'm not alone. After we win a game, we look to see what, you know, what other teams around us have done. But there are a lot of teams that are clustered pretty close together, and that team that we're chasing is winning a bunch of games too.
Craig, when you consider that the team has the second best record in the AL, and you look back at to where you were when the Devers trade happened, I always think your position is so interesting because depending on the day, you're either going to get cheers or boos. We're guilty of doing it with you. But when you look back to that trade in particular, you had said, I think that there's a real chance at the end of the season, we're looking back and we've won more games than we otherwise would have. Where do you put the credit there? Do you give yourself credit first and foremost on making that trade happen? Do you put the credit with Alex Cora on making sure all the guys are on the same page? Or do you put the credit with your players and stepping up to the bat and making sure that you guys put on a successful season after a major trade like that?
Yeah. So, you know, I know a lot has been made of that quote, and when I said it, I believed it. I still do. And that's not a criticism of any individual player so much as just thinking that this would potentially clear a path for a more functional roster and for the guys to come together. And I think anytime you look at wins and losses, you have to first give credit to the players. Those are the guys that are on the field and performing and grinding through the competition day to day. And then a ton of credit goes to the coaching staff and to Alex, because these distractions could easily take away from, you know, what we're trying to accomplish on the field, and they didn't. You know, every player in that clubhouse, every staff member came together, you know, recognized that the goal hadn't changed. That was to compete for the division, to make a deep postseason run, and it's a huge credit to all of them that we are where we are today. But there's also still a lot of work left to do.
Yeah, I definitely mocked that in the moment, and I was wrong. You were right, so sorry about that. I'm just curious. Obviously, you're not going to get into the negotiations or any of the public conversations. You're not going to have those conversations publicly. But just as a general rule, what's the first thing that enters your mind when you see your phone ringing and it's Scott Boras?
Probably best to keep those conversations out of the public spotlight.
Does he have a sense of humor? He seems like a robot.
I've heard that criticism about somebody else. So
you should do a podcast.
Scott and I have these just riveting conversations, right, that I'm sure anyone listening would agree.
Well, Craig, you talked about being aggressive, you know, whether it's from, you know, at bats, the way you're managing, but in the front office.
Letting a guy tag up at third base.
But he also talked about being aggressive in the front office. And I know it's kind of looking down the road. Are you going to keep that same aggressive mindset when the off season comes?
Yeah, so that is absolutely our intention. You know, we feel like we've got a really strong core here that is entering this ability to compete, for World Series championships year after year. We have to do everything that we can to maintain that position, to continue to put a really athletic, exciting team on the field. And when I talk about being aggressive, yes, there is aggressives in terms of transactions, whether that's bringing guys in via free agency or trades. But also, you know, just right now looking at the organization and figuring out ways to move the needle a little bit, whether that's bringing someone up, maybe it is sacrificing a bit of long-term outlook in order to win today, because this team has put themselves in a position to justify that. We want to continue to find ways to push here and do everything we can to put the team in a position to win. And then, you know, when we head into the off season, hopefully after a deep postseason run, we should continue on that trajectory.
Last one from me, because it came up with Pop Douglas on the show this morning. If you could only go to one restaurant in the city of Boston, one restaurant only, what would your choice be, Craig Breslow?
Well, that's a really good question. I'm sure I will.
I feel like this is the
disappoint people with whatever my answer is.
This is like the favorite three band thing all over again.
I'm trying to give an answer. I'm going to actually name a restaurant.
Okay.
So, a handful of times we've gone to Strega with the family. Kids have loved it. I think that's what I would have to
All
go.
Right, Strega.
That's a good one.
That's a great one.
That is a great answer.
Last one for me, because I need help with this, with the whole stupid stealing of the signs thing, which I think is the dumbest thing ever, with the new electronics from the catcher's shin guard to the pitchers. Is the pitcher like hearing a one, a two, like, are they hearing something in their ear? Because I was like, how can you steal something when it goes right from the catcher to the pitcher's hat?
Yeah, so the pitcher is hearing something in their ear via, you know, a transmitter. And I think, you know, what really astute base runners will try to do is understand, as a pitcher come set differently, do they position their glove differently when they're throwing one pitch versus another? And that's as old as time, right? Electronics have made it impossible to pick up on how catchers are relaying or catchers are sending signs to the pitcher. And I think this is more now just like pattern recognition and trying to figure out, can I see the way, you know, a guy puts the ball in his glove or his grip or the way that his wrist may be positioned or his glove, and figure out if that indicates what pitch might be coming. But, MLB is very, very clear about what the rules are and what, you know, players are and are not allowed to do. And we take those rules very, very seriously.
I lied about that being the last one. Where are you on realignment?
I think it's interesting and intriguing, you know, on the one hand, from like a just travel and convenience standpoint, I think it would be welcome, but depending on where things land, there's the chance, that we could find ourselves in a really, really tough and competitive division, which may be great for baseball, but could make our goals a little bit harder.
Yeah.
Well, good point.
Yeah, you'd have to spend.
No. They'd be in that division, be like, wow, that's a juggernaut. And there'd be like some Midwest division, you're like the NL, you know, AL Central, like, really?
Yeah. All right, Craig, as always, thank you for taking the time. We appreciate it.
You got it. Take care.
All right.
Thank you.
That's Craig Breslow.
I'm sorry.
That's
a good point. I like him so much.
Oh, really?
I really do.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
You like everybody.
No,
yeah.
I really don't.
He's your new Aaron Rodgers.
Who don't you like? Well, you hate Aaron Rodgers.
No, she likes Craig.
No, she doesn't like him anymore. Well,
I don't like to hold a lot of hate in my heart, but there are people I don't like.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Uh-huh.
Some people you know.
Oh, well. Okay.
Yeah, jeez.
I won't be saying the names.
No names.
And with a microphone.
Oh, we know you hate that guy.
Shime is right over there. What guy?
No, not
the guy who tweeted about the Mike Vrabel.
Mark Daniels. Yeah, you don't like Mark.
I think Courtney hates cars.
Sedan, Rafaela. No.
No, I can't. I don't think Courtney hates that guy. She's never mentioned him. He's just kind of a dink.
Okay. Yeah. And apparently he wasn't talking about our show. But
right.
That's fine.
It just happened right when our show had the conversation with the person he was quote tweeting. Yeah. But whatever.
I love the realignment question. Because he does bring up a good point. That would be an
You can't have that attitude. We don't like it because we might be playing in a harder division. Like,
I got to tell you, I'm with Courtney. I love Breslow now.
Yeah.
I've gotten laughs out of him twice. That's all I need. The guy's no longer a robot. He made fun of himself. All he needed was to, you know, to pull off an awful trade and went after it. And there you go. Bang. I'm an idiot. He's smart. I mean,
but you
honestly,
can't be. That's like you, Wiggy, saying, you know, I don't want to play in the NFL because the competition is tougher.
No, I get the point, but I get what
if Bill Belichick was asked about a potential division that had the Patriots, the Chiefs, the Rams, you know, like all really good teams, he'd probably say it's not a great idea.
Right, because it's not like college football where you get in the postseason because of ranking and your strength of schedule. It becomes unfair. We've talked about this before in sports, and we brought up Curtis brought up the at one point it was the 7-8 or I can't remember 8-8 New Orleans Saints who got into the
7-9 the Seahawks beat the Saints.
Yes,
yeah. the
Seahawks
quick game.
Yeah, who was
they
7
got to host the game, which was crazy.
Right, who was 7-9 because the division at that time stunk. Right. So but imagine if you're playing in the division that has the Yankees, the Phillies, the Mets. You start to go, well, wait a second, the Red Sox. Who else was in that division too? Wasn't there another team?
Phillies.
Yeah, I said the Phillies.
Yankees, Mets, Red Sox, and Nats, I think.
Okay. And you start to go, wait a second. That division is loaded.
Yeah.
And the other downside, if you're talking about reasons not to like it, I like it, but would be that you would hurt your playoff product because odds are you're only going to get one or two teams from that division, whereas this postseason you'll have the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Mets, you'll have all those teams in it at your most watched time.
I just like the idea in general of looking at a game and deciding, you know, this is a way that you might make it more interesting and bring more fans to the game.
Like, well, I think you could also foster rivalries a little bit. Like, if you get more Yankees-Mets games, I think that's good for, like, a rivalry, or a, you know, the inner-city rivalry between the two teams.
They're trying to do the rivalries right now, though, and, like, the matchups are kind of interesting. Like, some of them I didn't know were rivals. And they have us with, like, the Braves, which I get. Like, we used to be the Boston Braves, but
it was like in the 1940s.
Is that a rivalry for us?
No.
Exactly. No. So that's why it's confusing what they've decided to do rivalry-wise.
Yeah. Wiggy, would you go to all the Sox road trips to Atlanta?
Oh.
You love Atlanta. Yeah.
I'd go to Atlanta, MIAO, Houston.
That's where our pal Sean Thornton is heading. I don't know if you saw that news yet.
No.
Oh, it broke?
It
broke?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, he's going to work for the Atlanta Hawks.
Really?
Wow.
Okay.
Like chief revenue officer or something like that.
I got to get Sean's number when I get down to the ATL, get some tickets for that game.
Get the hookup down there.
Man, come on. We can head over to Magic City for some lemon pepper wings.
I knew it. Before trending, we were going to get a Magic City reference.
Hey, we got to get some wings.
Speaking of that, here is Courtney now with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Sox take another in Baltimore. 3-2 was the final thanks to a Sedan Rafaela game-winning homer in the ninth. Brian Bale went 6 2/3, giving up a run on 5 hits while striking out 6. Last one with the Orioles today. First pitch at 1:05 with Garrett Crochet getting the start. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 12:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. Over to the Pats, Tommy DeVito was claimed off waivers by New England to join the quarterbacks group. The Pats also got former LA Rams cornerback Charles Woods on waivers. Javon Baker has been waived, making room for Woods on the roster. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Fresh in from Cali with big savings at Shaw's and Star Market. California peaches, plums, and nectarines are just $1.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 8 pounds per customer. Short on time, order free curbside pickup or get delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Your Hill Notes.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Up next.
That reminds me, in the classic rock vein, there is nothing better around here than overhearing a conversation between Curtis and Ken Laird about The Who. That's what I just overheard in the hallway.
Yep. I asked what was the best moment for Ken. Ken and I are in good terms. We're not yelling at each other on Saturday, so we have a brief hiatus before a week from Saturday. And
pretty serious allegation from Ken Laird, which was fired off in the direction of Roger Daltrey of The Who.
Yes.
Ken believes that the scream in Won't Get Fooled Again at Fenway Park on Tuesday night was piped in.
Yikes.
It was not an actual scream from Roger Daltrey.
And Ken said he had two Modellos, so look out. Boy, that hangover is going to last a second. Was there anything worse than a two-day hangover?
No.
The absolute worst.
Oh.
God,
Ken really takes it easy when he's out and about.
He does.
I mean, you know.
But he likes a beverage.
He does.
He likes himself a beverage. It's not like a crazy beverage. He's not doing shots. Oh, but
he goes hog wild, and I use the term loosely, when it comes to road shows. I mean, the man had his shirt off in Lake Winnipesaukee, if I remember correctly.
Oh, he doesn't pay in the road shows. That's probably why.
Is that what it is?
You generally go a little bit hotter in the paint when you don't have to pick up the tab.
Yeah. The funniest was when we had that great barbecue Friday night after our road show at the Brunswick. Greg nicely had all our families over, having a good time, and Ken got up for a second beer. He's like, I'm having another. I was like, woohoo! You have to drive an eighth of a mile back to the place. I think you'll be okay.
What's his cocktail of choice? I don't know if I've ever seen him drink a cocktail, Curtis.
It's an old fashioned.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
Which perfectly on brand.
It's right on brand, friend. 100%.
I also didn't know, Shyam, you've got a big night this evening. A little fantasy football league draft.
Yes, we do. The Jones and Keefe fantasy football draft is tonight.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, pumped.
Where is that happening?
Online.
Oh.
But there's a live stream.
Yeah. We'll be all together in a live stream.
That's not, okay. It's not all together.
Right.
Just to be clear.
Like, no, we will be together in a live stream, Greg.
No,
yep.
It's remote. It's live stream.
Yeah, but we'll be together in the channel.
Human beings used to congregate together and socialize a little bit with each other.
I long for Zoom happy hours again.
Right. We can get you a table at Aria, Shyam. You can have
it appears that a lot of athletes and sports figures in our city love Aria and Strega.
Yeah.
Why is that?
They hustle over there.
The girlies have been on that for a while. Okay. They've picked up on that.
Yeah. The ladies picked up on that.
Yeah, they know where to go to spot an athlete.
Yeah. Well, you know.
It must be the affordability, I'm
It's
guessing.
The family friends discount that you get over there.
Is that what it is?
And the food is tremendous.
It is good. Yeah.
Forget about it. You go to Moo. I mean, you could literally be the owner's cousin. It's like, yeah, here's the bill, buddy.
I'll have the penne amitrichana and Pop Douglas, please.
I'm here every other weekend. You think you might want to throw a dog a bone or something? I do love Moo, though.
Oh, I know.
God, I absolutely love it. I'm waiting for the freebie over there.
I haven't been to Moo Seaport.
Oh,
here's a text from Maine for Ken Laird. Roger Daltrey is in his 80s. Could you give the man a break? Yeah. I mean, if he needs to have a screen piped in, then pipe it in.
They all do have the song. Got the Chris Brown. Like, you can all, they have the track playing.
Well, it's different. I mean, classic rock artists don't generally pipe in vocals or a scream. So.
But don't they usually have, like, a track that they all, like, sing over?
No.
They don't?
If it's just, like, them standing there, but if they're actually performing, there's usually a track.
Okay.
Let's not go back.
Like if they're moving around, if it's more of a production, like there are some artists that you go to that if you go see John Mayer, he's standing there barefoot with a guitar. There's no track for that. If you go see Taylor Swift or Chris Brown, they're moving around the stage. They're dancing. They're doing other things. There's a track.
By the way, on Taylor Swift, I want to compliment something. I saw a viral video yesterday from former Governor Baker, where he told the story, his wife runs the Wonder Fund, which has been on the show several times,
yes,
where they support children in foster care at Christmas time. Anyway, long story short, when she was last here for her concert, they got a phone call from one of her people at the Wonder Fund saying, we have 3,500 tickets, we would like to give them to foster kids. And they did it, and he was in tears talking about how much this meant.
The man cries a lot. Well, I love Charlie Baker, but he cries a lot.
Love him.
It's a good trait. I mean, as you get older, my dad cries all the time.
Oh, really?
Only when he sees me. But
he sees the bill, his invoice, his credit card.
James Montessori.
Wallet out.
Booyah!
But it was a really cool thing that she does, and it's something I didn't know about, so it's even better that she doesn't make a big deal out of it.
It has to be the coolest feeling, like Taylor Swift, Chris Brown. I saw the guy, Morgan Wallen, and a picture of the show he did at Gillette.
Yeah.
Like, you said, if I ever hit the 915 million, for one night, I would love to be a performer. Because to play in front of a crowd like that and just to have them.
It's probably, when you include the seats on the field, it's probably 70,000 people at a concert at Gillette.
I couldn't believe it when I saw Morgan Wallen walking around and the whole place was packed and there was lights everywhere. To have that feeling of being an entertainer to where you just can basically tell the crowd what to do, take out the phones, like that's the one thing that I would... It has to be the greatest feeling in the world to be an entertainer and perform at that level.
Well, you brought up John Mayer being barefoot. Mac Hollins last night was asked why he does it. Do you know the story of why he does it?
I always assumed it was some like him grounding himself with the earth.
I can tell you why, so people will ask.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to hear this.
He met some dudes in Australia.
All right.
and he invited them to come visit him here.
Okay.
And when they arrived, they trained barefoot.
Mm.
And so he just randomly met these people in Australia, invited them here, and then that's how he started to do everything barefoot. The only place where he wears shoes, the bathroom, in case you were wondering.
Okay. That's good.
That is the only place.
So he feels like training barefoot helps his ankle and his foot mobility and that stuff better?
Yes.
I've heard of running barefoot, like it could help you a little bit.
Transitioning though into cleats though that would stress me out. Then it's game day and you're wearing cleats.
Well, I don't think he's running routes barefoot.
If he were a hardo and he was all in, he would play a game barefoot.
Yeah. I don't think he's running routes. I think he's just like
it's kind of fraudulent. Like he ought to play games barefoot.
Yeah, he could do that, but then it's like, hey, step on his feet any chance you get.
Yes.
Step on his toes.
That would be a problem.
That would be a massive problem.
Angry Principal Dave is going to be very upset, but we should take a break and then play all of the Hill Notes without any comments in between.
None.
You want to do
quick
that?
Quick comments,
do
he
that,
said.
Shine? Okay. What, quick comments?
He said a quick comment works. Okay. One line of get in, get out.
Okay.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We'll do that next. Chime, one more time before we get to Hill Notes. Can we open the window world of Boston weather window for Chris Curtis? Okay, Curtis. What do you see out there? What do you feel out there right now?
Well, I see a four-day weekend in 15 minutes. 67 degrees, sunny skies, afternoon high 76. A little bit of, now no rain tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
So barely any. So 74, but the weekend, 73, 74, 75, sunny, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Perfect Labor Day weekend ahead.
Okay. The last gasp of summer. It's sad. But football's here, so... You could get a whole house full of windows installed from Window World of Boston for $99 a month. Go to windowworldofboston.com. Hill Notes are presented today and every day by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Hey, morning show. Is it ironic the 2004 Red Sox are going to do a celebrity cruise and one of their main players from that year, Johnny Damon, has blown up to the size of a life raft?
Please, give the man a break.
You know what? No conversation. Funny. Next.
I have to do this for you, Greg, because you weren't here when...
He's not going to be able to do this.
Hold on. Did you see the picture of Johnny Damon at the fantasy camp or whatever it was? Mm. I said he looks just like George Kinnison. And people are like, who's that?
Josh McDaniels went up to Drake May and asked him, why don't you protect yourself better when you're running? And Drake May looked at him and went, because mama didn't raise no bitch.
That was funny.
Mama also didn't raise a bitch, so.
Hey, Greg, I have a new baking idea for you. If you make another Red Zeppelin, cut it into small pieces, leave it out for about 2 or 3 weeks. Let it harden up. You'll have some Motley croutons.
You know the Patriots are screwed when they become the hot take pick on the national media.
I'm picking the Patriots to make the playoffs. What?
Well, it's not unlikely. It's not impossible. I think they could be a playoff team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But the turn, I don't want to say too much. The turnaround is similar to what the Commanders did and the Chargers.
What do you think the Jets are going to be? That's the issue for
my
me.
Boy Justin Fields. Their defense is going to be good. I think Aaron Glenn will get him right. I think they'll be like a 7-7. What is it now? An 8-7-10 team. I can't even remember how many games.
17 games.
Yeah, 7-10 team. Yeah, maybe.
So it'll be 7-10.
There goes George Kinnison.
Yeah, there he is. I mean, the guy. It happens when you age. I hate to break it to people. Like, I mean, your metabolism slows down.
We all been there.
Happens to all of us.
Right.
It's coming for you, young ones.
Sorry, guys. Getting into some mischief. Pounding my cutlets. Happy Thursday. Love you.
Criminal mischief.
Good morning. Got a question for you guys. Does anyone know if Cole Strange has any college years of eligibility remaining? If so, maybe Bill would give him a call to play at Carolina.
What a pick.
I mean, probably the entire world was shocked by that baby. I will give you that, Curtis.
You can't say that second guessing.
Was it McVay that they had on camera reacting to that pick?
Yep.
Yes, it was.
I mean, I would think it's Les Snead, right?
Yep.
The GM laughing.
With so much drama in the EEI streets, it's kind of hard being Angry Dave, APD, because he thinks the show needs a better flow. Dave, sit your ass down and let Greg Hill host. Numbnuts.
Thank you. Yeah. I think you meant Sam Kinnison, not George.
Oh, yeah,
Kinnison.
I don't know why I said yes. Sam Kinnison.
George Kittle.
Yeah, names are tough.
Yes. Sam Kinnison.
Yes. Hey, Wiggy, your father's from Aruba. If you can prove that, you can get Dutch citizenship.
No.
Oh.
Dutch citizenship.
And there is some irony in the fact that Wiggy brought that story up to mock how Courtney and I didn't know who it was, and then he misnamed him.
Yes, I mean...
is that what he did at the time?
Sam Kinnison. No, I said the right name at the time, but I don't know why I said George Kinnison. Because I was thinking George Collin. I got those mixed
up. George Jefferson, maybe.
George Costanza.
He was in Rodney Dangerfield's movie, Back to School.
Back to School. Great movie.
Yes.
Great movie. Yeah. Probably none of you have seen that.
No, never.
No.
Greg... You had the excuse of buying Depends for someone else at Walgreens loaded in the chamber way too quickly. As the kids would say, that's sus.
Listen, don't have any problem in that whole entire area.
When does that usually kick in, Depends?
I mean...
Early leakage, probably, 65.
But does everybody have it?
I have no idea. It depends on your prostate.
Yeah.
Scary.
I think more women have it than men.
Really?
I believe so. Because I feel like that the adult Depends are always, when I see commercials.
It's always women?
It's always catered towards women. So I feel like women have more of that the, you know, they need the adult diapers than men.
Yeah.
And think about the commercials you've seen for the Depends.
I mean, have you ever been able to identify, that's how this came up with regard to Jordan, who is trademarking Gold Digger, and she ought to make sexy, you know, Depends. Are you able to identify somebody when you see them who is wearing Depends?
I've never been able to tell, but yeah. I could
be wearing them right now and nobody would know.
What if we threw Jackson into Faneuil Hall and played a game of Depends or not?
In a bike lane.
Hey, Wiggy, if you plan on seeing that jackpot anytime soon, you better hope Coco's not the one that cashes that ticket.
Exactly. It might take me 3 years to see that money.
Nope, I learned my lesson.
So you guys are even? Like everything, everything's been settled?
Even Steven.
Yep.
Okay.
I think I wanted to bet with Curtis. Curtis and I were going to bet $100 on, Dan, what was it the other day when you were like, oh, that Bill won't even get an interview.
Right.
Next year. It's like good money there, too. I haven't really said it. Like, I think he gets an interview.
You do. You think it's Miami.
I think it's somebody, yeah. Because you think about the coaches that are on the hot seat, Cleveland, Miami, Cincinnati, I look at and I think there's an opportunity for Bill, especially if he does well with Carolina this year, where owners will go, all right, he's got 4 more years he's willing to coach, and he doesn't need to be the GM, just the coach.
Curtis, did you say he did his first show last night?
His college radio show, yes. We haven't gotten the audio quite yet. But
oh, yeah. I saw Jen Belichick's video story of that.
Yeah.
Of him sitting down.
If I were to give Belichick advice, I would have said, don't go to North Carolina. Do what Bill Cowher did. Go on that set on CBS NFL Countdown, whatever it's called, NFL Today. You always look better, and he would have been smiling in the face of football fans in a way that he's not with North Carolina.
And you know where he lands?
I can't wait to hear that show, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Do they do Bill notes at 9:30? Yes,
they get to them without a small talk.
But you know the landing spot? And Curtis said this a while ago, and I think this is the year, especially if they're not good and they don't make the playoffs, and their defense is loaded, the G-men, the Giants.
Yep.
Don't be surprised if he doesn't land there.
Yeah, we all know marriage takes patience, commitment, love, devotion. Just ask Greg Hill. Oh.
Listen, I was in it for a long time. It's, you know.
Man, divorce happens to everybody, a lot of people.
It happens.
And you guys have a great relationship.
We do.
That you do.
I'm very lucky.
That is unique.
It's because Jen Hill is an amazing woman. Unbelievable mom.
She's a saint.
She is an absolute saint, that woman. Deserves everything that God, that is coming to her in life.
Mm-hmm.
Marvelous.
Hey, Courtney. I heard they've picked a caterer for the wedding reception of you-know-who and you-know-who. I heard it's going to be Colonel Sanders.
Under Colonel Jeffrey Noble's direction.
They ought to do, based on the attention.
Uh-huh.
They ought to do a pay-per-view on the wedding.
Under Colonel Jeffrey Noble's direction. No, they definitely won't be doing that.
Why?
She got too much money.
She likes to be private.
She loves her fans. What do you mean she likes to be private?
She does. She likes to be private.
She couldn't wait to share her whole entire proposal. Well,
she waited 2 weeks, so.
Well, it was okay, but she, like, they could make a fortune if they did that.
Yeah, but.
Travis might do it. Because Travis is like, I know he's made good money in the NFL, but. He's got the golden ticket, brother. You better be doing all your stuff. Hey, let's do the wedding. Let's do the reception. Give me that bread.
And I have to defend my man, Kelsey. The women that he's dated that use this as an opportunity to say negative things about him is bad karma.
Well, he struck out, though. I mean, he definitely downgraded. Okay. Usually it's he upgraded financially. I will give him that. But have you seen the pictures of the women he dated?
Oh, he dated beautiful people.
Woo!
And he's still dating beautiful people. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Listen, Courtney, I know she's your girl.
Oh, my God.
But
like, what?
Yeah, she's like.
How dare you?
She's like a Montana 6.
Oh, my God.
If you're lucky. I mean, let's be honest. Great performer. Take nothing away from her performer, but looks, come on. No.
You're insane.
A Montana 6.
Hey, let's be honest.
They're insane.
Come on,
kind of judgmental there on the looks of other people.
Look at that. Okay, Travis, and I don't know who that
that's Kayla,
chocolate thing on his arm is, but that's a fine looking lady.
She's
right
beautiful.
There.
We have to protect Wiggy at all costs.
Now put a picture up of Travis.
Why
and
are
Tim.
We comparing women? Like, let's just he fell in love.
Women do it all the time with guys. So why can't we do it? Amen. Women judge guys all the time.
Equality, baby. Yeah,
you talk about all these short dudes you would never date.
I actually say quite the opposite. I could talk about losers, and then I talk about short kings.
You said anybody under 6'2 is a loser.
No, Greg, I didn't. TB12's
chin are the worst in the Twitch chat. Helena 4.5.
I mean, let's be honest. You do it all the time with guys.
I do not.
Yeah,
I also
don't.
I always say very positive things.
No, you're like I would never short guy who plays fantasy football.
Are you saying she's ugly?
I don't think she's attractive at all.
Wow.
I mean, you think she is? I mean, let's keep it real.
Beauty is inside and out.
I mean,
seems like a beautiful.
We know a pretty woman, like an attractive woman, and we're gonna be honest with, like, and be like, all right. Emily Ratajkowski, is that her name?
Yes.
I'm not a fan of hers, but I'm not going to be like, she's not pretty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like Taylor Swift, like I said.
Very pretty.
Strong. Maybe about what I say, Montana 6.
Oh, my God.
Maybe 6.5.
Move on.
And now, another segment of The Morning Show.
Okay, let's get an update with Courtney. Go ahead.
Well, the Mass Pike is backed up all the way past Luluberg, thanks to a tractor-trailer overturned. Oh, and good news for you fat loser twitchers out there. It seems that Kentucky Fried Chicken accidentally leaked the Colonel's secret recipe. You can keep your pudgy little fingers pounding on those keys. And the Red Sox won last night, thanks to Sedan Raviolo, who all of a sudden just hit a quadruple. Well, I guess that would be a home run. Who cares? I don't care. Double birds to all of you, especially you, Twitch. And this is brought to you by Swingers Jewelers, where they'll teach you how to buy a diamond.
I'm going to be my
best. I hope we're ending on that.
Of course.
We're ending on that.
Yes, we are.
That was really good.
Fantastic.
I need a Sedan Raviolo shirt. Yeah,
oh, my God. One. That was the best one he's ever done.
A quadruple. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
All right, we got to go. Before we go, though, quick, if you are the ninth caller on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, then you're going to win a pair of passes for the aforementioned 2004 Red Sox Championship Cruise with Kevin Millar and teammates happening on September 14th. And there are limited tickets that are still available when you go to cityexperiences.com. But call now, ninth caller, and you're hooked up. We are back tomorrow morning without Curtis. Curtis, enjoy your Flex Friday.
Montana 6, Wiggy with the line of the year.
All right. Rest of us here tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for listening.
Now the time has come for leaving.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.